Good evening. This is the 5 p.m. update on Hurricane Earl. Hurricane Earl is becoming an increasing threat to the U.S. East Coast and the Mid-Atlantic northward to New England. The hurricane is currently centered about 630 miles to the south-southeast of the North Carolina Outer Banks. It's moving towards the northwest at about 17 miles per hour, and over the course of the next day or so, it's expected to turn gradually towards the north. Maximum winds are now near 135 miles per hour. That's up a little bit from earlier today based on hurricane reconnaissance data. That makes Earl a Category 4 hurricane. We expect there to be little change in intensity over the next day or two, so that Earl will likely still be a major hurricane that's Category 3 or higher as it approaches the North Carolina Outer Banks. We have some confidence in the forecast track that the center of Earl will pass near the North Carolina Outer Banks in the next 24 to 36 hours, and about a day later near the Cape Cod area. The details of the forecast, however, are not so certain, and that's important because the strongest winds and the heaviest surge are going to be located just to the east of the center. So it'll be best, as we are currently forecasting, if the center remains just offshore. But because we don't know that, and we know that Earl is a large hurricane, it's very important for all residents in the area from North Carolina northward to pay attention to information from local officials, as they will have taken into account both the forecast and the uncertainty in their guidance to you. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.